Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zichu Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Beis. The end of the first parak of Rosh Hashanim, and the beginning of the second parak Im Einam Mankirim. Zichu Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chai Baz Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Avu Beno Shavrov Sechodesh Yilechu. A father and a son who saw the new moon together should both go to Basin. Lo Shemit Starfim Zeim Zeh, not because one may join with the other to testify, but rather so that if one of them is disqualified, the other can join with a different witness. Rabbi Shimon says, Avu Beno Bekol Krovim Gesherim Eidus Chodesh. A father and a son, as well as all relatives, are kosher to testify together about the new moon. In the Gemara, Rabbi Levi asks, what is Rabbi Shimon's reason, given that relatives typically cannot testify together? And he answers, for it's written the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, Yomer Hashem al Moshe v'Aharon be'Eretz Mitzrayim l'Emor, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Hashem said to Moshe and Aharon, Eretz Mitzrayim, saying, this month shall be for you. Rabbi Shimon interprets the pasuk to mean, Eid Zo te'ekesher lachem. The testimony of the new moon is valid through you, meaning through Moshe and Aharon, who were brothers. The Rabbanan interpret this pasuk to mean, Eid Zo te'emasur lachem. This testimony is placed under your jurisdiction, just as Moshe and Aharon, or the grace in their generation, so too the grace Rabbanan of each generation must receive the Eidus and sanctify the new month. Point number two, the opening mission of the second parak states, Im Einam Mekirim Oso, if they, referring to members of the Sanhedrin, who accept the Eidus about the appearance of the new moon, do not know the witness, Meshalkin Imo Acher La'ido, they, referring to the court that presides in the witness's town of origin, send with him another to testify about him. The Gemara asks, My Acher, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that they sent another with them? It apparently means they sent one confirming witness, yet, is one witness believed when he vouches for the trustworthiness of another witness? A Bryce has brought the mention that the witness was accompanied by two confirming witnesses. But Papa answers that Acher means Zug Acher, another pair of witnesses. And the Gemara explains that when the Mishnah said they do not know him, is referring to a pair of witnesses, since two witnesses are needed to testify about the new moon. And point number three, the Mishnah stated, B'rishonei mekabun ezer chodesh miko adam. Originally, they would accept testimony about the new moon from any Jewish man. When the Baitosim disrupted the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rabbanan instituted that they should accept only from those known to be trustworthy and loyal Jews. The Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates that the Baitosim hired two people for a total of 400 zuz, one of ours and one of their own, to testify falsely that they had seen the new moon. After the Baitosim witness testified and left, the second witness, who was a loyal Jew, gave an outlandish description of the new moon's appearance and concluded that if Basin doesn't believe him, there are 200 zuz in his cloak, which he was given to offer this testimony. He then explained that when he heard that the Baitosim intended to trick Basin, he decided to follow their plot. Basin said to him, Masaim zuz nesunu l'cha b'matana. The 200 zuz are given to you as a present. Rush explains that even though he didn't complete his mission, they have the right to let him keep the money based on hefker. When Basin declares property ownerless, it becomes ownerless. Moving forward, they only accept the testimony from people they knew. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Av u'beno shavrov sechodesh yilechu. A father and a son who saw the new moon together should both go to Basin. Lo shemit starfim zeim zeh, not because one may join with the other to testify, but rather so that if one of them is disqualified, the other one can join with a different witness. Rabbi Shimon says, Av u'beno kol krovim kashem le'edus hachodesh. A father and a son, as well as all relatives, are kosher to testify together about the new moon. In the Gemara, Rabbi Levi asks, what is Rabbi Shimon's reason given? The relatives typically cannot testify together, and he answers, for it's written the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, Yomer Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron be'Eretz Mitzrayim l'Emor, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron in Eretz Mitzrayim, saying, this month shall be for you. Rabbi Shimon interprets the pasuk to mean, Eid Zo te'hekesher lachem. The testimony of the new moon is valid through you, meaning through Moshe and Aaron, who are brothers. The Rabbanan interpret this pasuk to mean, Eid Zo te'hemasur lachem. This testimony is placed under your jurisdiction, just as Moshe and Aaron, with the grace in their generation, so too the grace Rabbanan of each generation must receive the Eidus and sanctify the new month. Point number two, the opening mission of the second parak states, Im Einam Mekirim Oso, if they, referring to members of the Sanhedrin, who accept testimony about the appearance of the new moon, do not know the witness, Mishalkin Imo Acher La'ido, they, referring to the court that presides in the witness's town of origin, send with him another to testify about him. The Gemara asks, My Acher, what does the Mishnah mean when it says they sent another with them? It apparently means that they sent one confirming witness. Yet, is one witness believed when he vouches for the trustworthiness of another witness? A Bryce has brought the mention that the witness was accompanied by two confirming witnesses. Rav Papa answers that acher means zug acher, another pair of witnesses. And the Gemara explains that when the Mishnah said they do not know him, it was referring to a pair of witnesses, since two witnesses are needed to testify about the new moon. And point number three, the Mishnah stated, "Rishonim mekabim esa chodesh miko adam." Originally, they would accept testimony about the new moon from any Jewish man. When the Baitosim disrupted the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rabban instituted they should accept only from those known to be trustworthy and loyal Jews. The Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates that the Baitosim hired two people for a total of 400 zuz, one of ours and one of their own, to testify falsely that they had seen the new moon. After the Baitosim witness testified and left, the second witness, who was a loyal Jew, gave an outlandish description of the new moon's appearance and concluded that Beis Din does not believe him. There are 200 zuz in his cloak, which he was given to offer this testimony. He then explained that when he heard that the Baitosim intended to trick Beis Din, he decided to foil their plot. Beis Din said to him, "Masaim zuz nesun lecham b'matana. The 200 zuz are given to you as a present." Rashi explains that even though he didn't complete his mission, they have the right to let him keep the money based on hefker, Beis Din hefker. When Beis Din declares property ownerless, it becomes ownerless. Moving forward, they only accept the testimony from people they knew. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chav Beis, and our standard Siman is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The yellow Eidos HaChodesh cab, transporting a father and a son, along with a pair of witnesses who were sent along to identify them, arrived in Beis Din just as a sinister plot to mess up the month was foiled. Once again, in slow motion. The yellow Eidos HaChodesh cab, that must be more in Daf Chav Beis. The yellow Eidos HaChodesh cab transporting a father and a son, which reminds us, it's a machlokes coming Rabbi Shimon whether relatives can give Eidos HaChodesh together. The machlokes is based on the pasuk which Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Moshe and Aaron the mitzvah of Eidos HaChodesh. Rabbi Shimon interprets the pasuk to mean Eidos Zot Tehei Kasher Lochem. The testimony of the new moon is valid through you, meaning through Moshe and Aaron, who were brothers. The Rabbanan interprets the pasuk to mean Eidos Zot Tehei Masur Lochem. This testimony is placed under your jurisdiction, just as Moshe and Aaron were the greatest in their generation. So too the greatest Rabban of each generation must receive the Eidos and sanctify the new month. So the yellow Eidos HaChodesh cab, transporting a father and a son, along with a pair of witnesses who were sent along to identify them, which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak states, Im Einam Kirion So, if they are referring to members of the Sanhedrin, who will accept testimony about the appearance of the new moon, do not know the witness, Meshalchin Imo Cher La'ido. They, referring to the court that presides in the witness's town of origin, send with him another to testify about him. The Gemara clarifies that Acher means Zug Acher, that a pair of witnesses are sent to identify the pair of witnesses who are giving Eidos HaChodesh. So, the yellow Eidos HaChodesh cab, transporting a father and a son, along with a pair of witnesses who are sent along to identify them, arrived in Beis Din just as a sinister plot to mess up the month was foiled. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, "Berishton hayim mekabim Eidos HaChodesh miko adam." Originally, they would accept testimony about the new moon from any Jewish man. When the Baitosim disrupted the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rabban instituted they should accept only from those known to be trustworthy and loyal Jews. The Gemara brings a brisa how a loyal Jew foiled the Baitosim plot. So once again, the yellow Eidos HaChodesh cab, transporting a father and a son, along with a pair of passengers who were sent along to identify them, arrived in Beis Din just as a sinister plot to mess of the month was foiled. All right, now it's time for four ba back chazara. Daf Yud Ches. So the symbol Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The couple standing under the chuppah, that must be more on Daf Yud Ches. The couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which reminds us that a gezerah against a community that is sealed can be annulled at any time when we call it to Kodesh Baruch Hu, whereas a decree against an individual is only annulled when a Kodesh Baruch Hu can be found, specifically during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So the couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watched a procession of lambs walk by in single file. Which reminds us, we have three different pshatim for the statement, Baruch Hashanah Kol Bo'ei Olam, Ovrim Lefanav K'nei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all the world's inhabitants pass before him like B'nei Maron. We pass before Hashem in single file, either like lambs when they are being tithed, like people traversing the steep elevated paths of the Maron area, or like David's soldiers. So the couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watched a procession of lambs walk by in single file, pulling a wagon carrying a beautiful gift menorah since Chanukah was not annulled. Which reminds us, we have a machlokes whether Megillas Tainus was annulled after the Churban. According to Rav and Rav Chanina, the days were annulled except for Chanukah, since it and its mitzvah became so well publicized and part of Klal Yisrael's practices that it would be inappropriate to annul it. Daf Yotes, so the Simmer Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The yacht, yacht, that must be more than Daf Yotes. The yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, which reminds us that Rav Tovi Bar Masna challenged the opinions that Megillas Tainus was annulled based on an event mentioned in it that took place after the Churban, when the Jews were advised to protest at night against the Roman regime and were successful. The Gemara concludes that it was annulled except for Hanukkah and Purim. So the yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, carrying signs demanding the messengers get sent out in Tishrei as well, which reminds us, we learned that messengers always go out at the beginning of Elul because of Rosh Hashanah, and at the beginning of Tishrei because of the Yom Tovim. Then we're asked why it was necessary to send out at the beginning of Tishrei if Beis Din never made Elul a Mali, and answers that if they saw a need, they would make a Mali, and even though the communities in Gaulis would observe the wrong day as Rosh Hashanah, it's more important that the other Yom Tovim be observed in the right time. So the yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, carrying signs demanding the messengers get sent out in Tishrei as well, arrived at the port in the Adar before Nisan, which nowadays is always Chaser, which reminds us that nowadays the Adar before Nisan is always Chaser. Dav Chaf, so the Simmer Dav Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. Patrons of the Babylonian cafe, cafe, that must mean we're on Dav Chaf. Patrons at the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, which reminds us when Elul came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he announced that they made Elul full in Eretz Yisrael in order to separate Shabbos from Yontif. They did this either for the sake of the vegetables to keep them fresh or for the sake of burying the dead without delay. Elul said that this was very beneficial for those in Babel, since there the climate is hotter and it's hard to keep vegetables from wilting and the dead from decomposing. So patrons at the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, thanks to witnesses who were intimidated. Which reminds the Gemara challenges the entire premise that a month may be made full for communal needs, and concludes that it can be done to make the outgoing month, which was really chaser, full. But we can't be Makadish a month early as a chaser when it's really a mali, when it's really full. This is in line with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that we can intimidate witnesses over a newman that was cited in order to make the outgoing month full, but we may not do so for a new moon that was not cited in its time, in order to sanctify the incoming month on the 30th day. So patrons of the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, thanks to witnesses who were intimidated, and testified on a day when the Nolad was before Chatzos, and the moon was sighted before Shkia. Which reminds us, when Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, he explained uprights that stated Nod Kodum Chatzos and Nod Acher Chatzos to mean that we calculate the moon's conjunction. Nod Kodum Chatzos, if the Nod is before midday, certainly the moon could be sighted before Shkia that day, since it takes 6 to 8 hours for the new moon to be seen. If it occurred after midday, it's certain that it would not be sighted close to Shkia. Rashi explains that in the first 6 hours, the moon is still too small to be seen. Dav Chafalv, so the Simmer Dav Chafalv is a car pronounced Ka by people from Boston. So here goes. The springtime convertible Ka, Ka, that must be on Daf Chaf Aleph. The springtime convertible Ka that was kept in the garage because Nisan was pushed off for another month, which reminds us from the Pasuk of Shemor Zachodesh Aviv, guard the month of the first ripened produce, which is Nisan. We learn Shemor Aviv Shaltakuv Hashiyah B'chodesh Nisan, guard the ripening spring season to ensure that it will begin during the moon's renewal in the month of Nisan. Now, the moon's renewal lasts for the first 14 days of the month, since during this time the moon waxes and becomes increasingly visible. The Pasuk therefore requires that spring begin by the 15th of Nisan. If it will not begin until the 16th, then Beis Din is required to be Ma'aber, the Shana. So the springtime convertible Ka that was kept in the garage, because Nisan was pushed off for another month, was suddenly put into use by two Eidim, who were Machal Shabbos to give Eidus on the Chodesh. Which reminds from the Pasuk, Eilu Mo'odei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam B'Mo'odam, we learn that Eidim should be Machal Shabbos to come to Beis Din to testify about the new moon, so Beis Din can declare it in its proper time. Messengers who go out to inform the distant communities about Rosh Chodesh, on the other hand, may not be Machal Shabbos. So the springtime convertible Ka that was kept in the garage because Nisan was pushed off for another month was suddenly put into use by two Eidim who were Machal Shabbos to give Eidus on the Chodesh, and who argued the whole trip if Shlomo HaMelech was as wise as Moshe. Which reminds me of Malchus, Rav and Shmuel, whether Shlomo HaMelech was as knowledgeable as Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of attaining the 49 gates of Bina, of understanding. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, wishing a great day and great learning.